This is
this
for
is,
a better life.
For a better life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, "I have been sent to complete noble manners."
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program For a Better Life in IRIB English Radio. I'm your host, Sayyid Wahid Alawi. In this program, we will be speaking about ethical issues, and I, in previous programs, have spoken about anger, and I will continue with the same topic, inshallah ta'ala. And we reached the part where we brought examples from different great ulama, from different great scholars, and how they behaved in a situation where every single one of us would have behaved with full anger and let go of our anger, an explosion of anger on that person. Let me give you another example, inshallah ta'ala, from the blessed life of Imam Ali alayhi salam, where in one of the major battles against Quraysh, against a person by the name of Amr, at the battle of Khandaq, the battle of the trench, when no one dared to face Amr, this infamous warrior, famous for his strength and the severeness. No one dared to face him among the companions when the Prophet asked three times for someone to come forth and respond to the challenge of Amr, except one young person by the name of Ali ibn Abi Talib. The day when Imam Ali came forth and fought him, the Prophet said, "This day, this battle, this victory of Ali, this strike of Ali's sword on the day of Khandaq is far more better, superior than all the worship of the jinns and mankind together." Imam Ali, in that battle, when he struck Amr down, Amr spit at the face of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And Imam Ali alayhi salam at that moment turned away, left the battlefield for a moment, and came back and finished the job. When the companions asked him about his behavior, he answered that at that moment when he spat at my face, my anger was no more the anger for the sake of Allah. My anger at that moment was not for the proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it was an anger which was selfish, which was from my own self, which was from my ego, from my nafs. So I turned away and came back and finished the job when my anger diminished, disappeared, vanished, and my anger again became the anger of Allah, anger for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was another great example that we can practice, inshallah, in our daily life. But how does it come to a dispute? Some people relate a story that would be good to say to change up the speech a little bit. They say that there was a shoemaker who was famous for having bad morals and being quick to fight. An unemployed person went to his store the first thing in the morning, and after greeting him, said, "I want something from you. I want you to tell me how it is that you start a dispute. What is it that starts a fight?" The shoemaker asked, "What kind of a question is this so early in the morning? Are you trying to be funny?" The unemployed man responded, "No, I'm serious. You must tell me how a fight is started." The shoemaker said, "What's wrong with you? Maybe you're not all there upstairs. How should I know how a fight is started?" The unemployed man said, "I would not leave you until you answer me." The shoemaker responded, "You should be ashamed of yourself. You little unemployed man who gets in people's way when they want to work. Let me get to work. Then after some more words, the shoemaker hit the unemployed man on his head with the bottom of a shoe, and blood dripped down his head. The unemployed man said, "Enough. I understand how a fight starts. One person says something but does not give in. Eventually, this will lead to a fight."
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes. And we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. Charity to the poor, 'cause we couldn't stand there crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
At first, it is not important, dear brothers and sisters. But if continued, bad language will appear, and eventually it will turn into a physical fight. Sometimes. So when you feel that if you continue now and there is some irritation going on between you two guys, and there might appear bad language, you should stop right there. Don't continue the discussion anymore. One must fight against oneself, one's nafs, until it becomes like a tamed animal who does not step out of bounds. Everyone must fight his nafs, so much so that it does not step out of the bounds that Allah has put on man. Once it leaves the border of humanity, there is nothing left other than the realm of animals. At the beginning, there is a little struggle, but after time, it becomes easy. One will become happy when he controls his anger. Now think for yourself, dear brothers and sisters, for a moment and try it out. Seek fights. Seek people who might curse you and exercise this within yourself. I'm not saying that you should pick up fights, but I'm saying that if you happen to be in such a situation, exercise patience and forbearance. Exercise those things that you have been taught over and over and over again. And after a couple of years, you will see the fruits of it, where you see that people go up and down, are irritated, they become red in their face because of anger, and you are calm. You control every cell within your body. How much the storm hits and breaks and takes out trees from its roots, the mountain does not shake, dear brothers and sisters. One day an important man was in an alley when some dirt from a house fell onto his head. You know who that person was? The great Gnostic, the great mystic scholar, Abu Yazid al-Bastami, who actually took a shower or a bath at that time. When walking after that bath in an alley, when some dirt from a house fell onto his head, he looked into the sky and thanked Allah. Shukra lillah. He said, "Oh Allah, I thank you because I deserve to be hit by a rock for the punishment of my sins. But you, through soft dirt on my head instead. You see, the awareness, the mindfulness, the attention this great scholar had, instead of rocks, he says that I deserved rocks, but you threw dirt on my head instead. As everyone has read and heard, people would repeatedly throw dirt on the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I will speak more about these great personalities and their anger management in future programs of For a Better Life in IRIB English Radio. Till next time, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon all of you.
Your mercy, your love is all I need. All I need is all I need. All I need. All I need. All I need. Oh,
your love is all I need. To be all I need. And I know that you see how much you mean to me. You mean to me, 'cause your love is all I need, to be all I can be, and I know that you see how much you mean to me.
Your love is all I need.